This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis on Sunday prayed for the victims of the fires that devastated the island of Maui in Hawaii, the number of which rose to 93, according to Maui County, making the wildfire the deadliest in the U.S. in more than 100 years.
Desidero anche assicurare la mia preghiera per le vittime degli incendi.
Authorities are warning that the effort to find and identify the dead in the Maui wildfire is just beginning. Maui's police chief says crews with cadaver dogs have covered just 3% of the search area. Across the island, damage is estimated to close to $6 billion. Russian shelling in southern Ukraine has killed at least 7 people, and warning shots were fired by a Russian warship. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
In Ukraine, a newborn baby was among the half dozen victims killed in shelling in the southern Kherson region. Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces say they've captured back some land in the Zaporizhia region. President Volodymyr Zelensky is thanking Western allies for their weapons contributions, including the Patriot missiles, which he says save civilian lives. And in the Black Sea, a Russian warship fired warning shots at a cargo ship flagged to Palau. It's the first aggression against a merchant ship other than Ukraine's since Moscow pulled out of the global grain deal. I'm Jackie Quinn.
1 week after a deadline passed for mutinous soldiers in Niger to reinstate the country's ousted president or face military intervention, the junta has not yielded. No military action has been taken, and the coup leaders appear to have gained the upper hand, analysts say. This is VOA News. Violence flared in the western Sudan area and elsewhere in the state of South Darfur on Sunday, witnesses said, threatening to engulf the region in Sudan's protracted war. The conflict has brought daily battles to the streets of the capital of Khartoum, a revival of ethnically targeted attacks in West Darfur, and the displacement of more than 4 million people within Sudan and across its borders into Chad, Egypt, South Sudan, and other countries. Clashes between the Sudanese army and paramilitary rapid support forces have flared periodically in the area, the strategic hub for the fragile Darfur region. A grand jury in the U.S. state of Georgia could later this week issue new criminal indictments against Donald Trump and his allies over alleged attempts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis has for 2 years been investigating what some have characterized as an illegal pressure campaign by the Republican former president on local officials to announce that Trump had won in Georgia despite falling short to Democrat Joe Biden. And on Saturday, two witnesses who had previously received subpoenas in the probe confirmed they have been told to appear before a grand jury in Atlanta on Tuesday. Willis's office already indicated she would seek charges by the end of next week, and security measures have visibly increased around the county courthouse in recent weeks.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. China on Sunday condemned a brief U.S. visit by Taiwan's vice president, drawing a rebuke from Taipei. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
China on Sunday reacted in anger to a brief U.S. visit by Taiwan's Vice President William Lai, saying he was a separatist and, quote, troublemaker through and through. Lai, who arrived in New York on Saturday, is a frontrunner to be Taiwan's next president. China claims democratically governed Taiwan as its own territory. Beijing's foreign ministry said it opposed any kind of visit by Taiwan independent separatists to the United States. Taipei responded saying China was the real troublemaker, pointing to its standoff this month with the Philippines and its continued military harassment of Taiwan.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. Argentines voted Sunday in a primary election that will act as a bellwether ahead of October general elections and give a hint at how eager citizens are for change in a country that's suffering one of the worst world inflation rates. The primary, in which voting is mandatory, will determine who will be the presidential candidate in the main center-right opposition coalition. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA